The Family by Kay Breland, read by Penelope MacDonald.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. November 1919.
Shut up making that racket, for God's sake! You're not a kid anymore!
Robert Wilde glowered at his younger brother, who was coughing tears and snot from his face, then snapped defiant eyes to a couple hovering close by. They were frowning in censure rather than sympathy as Stephen carried on sobbing his heart out. The bigger boy stared back belligerently until the woman gripped her companion's elbow, urging him to hurry on. Yanking at his brother's arm, Robert steered him into the grimy corridor of the Duke of Edinburgh pub. From beyond the closed door of the saloon bar, they could hear their kith and kin, voices raised in revelry. It served only to increase Stephen's misery.
"They ain't bothered she's dead, are they?" he hiccuped. "Just us, ain't it, who's real upset?"
"Course they're bothered," Robert muttered. "Only it won't be till they've sobered up that they'll remember it." From his superior height, he cast a look at the top of his brother's wiry dark curls, glistening with droplets from the November night air. "Want a drink?" he asked, in an attempt to cheer Stephen up.
"I mean a proper drink, not another sup of shandy."